morning, turning to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1. Mark, chapter 1. Okay, you're there. Here for Mark. So, finally, it's here, but you can. So, Mark, chapter 1. Now, read to you verse 14 and 15. Now, after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." And this is our text for this morning, these two verses. Chapter 1, verse 13 to 15. Na ese emele John 2 prison Yesu ba Galilee na obeka na kokwa hindie no sempa na ose emre na so na mi hindie no aba mun saka madwen na mun jin sempa ni di na we ni semo a Yesu Kristo e kai na ne be bi ohun na no be and the individual so adwen ho ye adwen sakra ni jedi a o Kristo mo so our subject this morning for thinking about this is repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and this are matters we are thinking about, and these are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, and so important for us to think about. And so we read this Christ, we are seeing the idea of Quano, and some are Oka, and some are Hunya Pastor, even so that you know. And we are told of John in this passage, and John was a forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was sent by God to prepare the mind of the people of Israel about the fulfillment of his promise to bring salvation to mankind through Jesus Christ. John the Baptist, because he was baptizing people. John, yes, na or Obia, or you obey, or you came before, Obekan, Israel, for I've been aging now, as you're planning by, yes, he's used to Obeban or by, but sure, my being now so. I bet you almost have a point of war. I shall say, or the in quite a member, we are saying, I am a Christo Suno, Emreno Edu. In the Ocho, my being now, so Eddie, I prepare my being and my embrace used to buy it. And then the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, who came into the flesh to suffer and die, to secure for us salvation, to secure for sinners who believe in Him forgiveness and eternal life. Which none can give. The Lord Jesus Christ Himself is the one who came, He's the one John came to announce His work, speak about His work, and then draw people's mind to prepare that the Savior is come. He announced that the Savior has come. Remember, at one point, He said that He pointed to Jesus Christ, this is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And we are told some of the disciples left and followed Jesus Christ, which was part of His work. John chapter 1, John the Baptist, Yes, Christ, no, now only the careful one of Tony and Sacha, the Monsha, Yakupo, German, or even in the FC, if you ask it. A whole friend, and the share of one day to look like the Cody, Yes, Christ. And now actually, Juma, Obedi, you know, said yet here. I mean, we have a prophecy in Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. This speaks about John. I'll read you Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the message of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, say the Lord of hosts." Malachi prophets, Old Testament prophets, also cast out to me, if I John, say John, Baba, ye, Obia, or Baba. Church and Nipa, Aka, Afa, Yes, Christo, Husa, Obeba, no, and the Omofa, Omusis, Omo, and Manu. Now, Malachi, I said, Obibasa, and John, Babe, Now we have, I mean, some detail about John. We have something said about John before we move on to the message of our dear Savior, and that we are told in the verse, the beginning of the verse. Now, after that, John was put in prison. You say, you did John two fiasco. You know, I'm saying, you kind of, I ain't clear. I said, no, I say, fiasco, but you can't wait, we that. But in fact, if you say, if you are to prison. And the Bible gives us information. If we go to Matthew chapter 14, 3 to 12, John was imprisoned by Herod. King Herod, who was the king at the time in Israel, in Judah, in Judea, because John has spoken against him, for he has adulterous relationship with his brother's wife, Herodias. And when John spoke against him, he hated him. And initially we are told that he wanted to even kill John. But then he was afraid of John, the influence of John and the people, so he kept him in prison. But then we also told in the same passage that he had a birthday party, and then this Herodias told, the daughter who had danced to please them, and the Herod also has promised her to give whatever she requests, and then the daughter, the Herodias, because he hated John, but John has been speaking against them, he told the daughter to request for the head of John, and so Herod had sent for John to be beheaded, so they killed John. So that was, so the information we have, that's what it means. Now after that, John was put in prison. When he was put in prison, he died by being beheaded. Yeah, make an answer. I friend Herodias. John Kasachi, I said, and self for that of the whole before, now you say Herod was so cool, but when you mean what did you hear? Now, Herod, or your birthday, a birthday party, no, Nasa Herodias, they don't know how I make the backside, and you're winning it. But now Herod, I catch and say, I did be a bear, Bissa, or your mammy. Now, the mammy, you also, the mammy, no time, John, in the occasion of us, Bissa, Herod, sir, of a John. Na Herod is where you John to go. So, when I have John, they did John to prison. And I'm soon moving here. Now, John, or you'll be over the Jumakesi, Edema, Yakup Osman over the Jumakesi. Why am I spending some time? Because, you know, we have been preachers, some who have been preachers, they make unnecessary remarks on John's tragic death. I've heard many people say, some say, oh, the Lord Jesus Christ who have prevented it. So, John was disappointed in him. So they just may spend it with Emre Akawa. I said, my team been come here preaching. Omo yes, I'm confused. Oh, not John. John, you won. Yes, we snap ourselves for you, baby. Yes, I come back. Via John, fast up by the zoo. Ah, Omo ka. Yes, it's a very good here. Babu, no yes, I let you. Me nyaku phone. Not fine at all. Because I mean, all that was happening to John. It was God's will. I mean, John left this world in this manner because God wanted him to go out of this world this way. John, if he reacts to us, I'll find you. So, can I find a man who finds? Said, inferior. Because why? It was God who sent him, and it was God who enabled John. The work of John was unique. I mean, the people testified. He was a pro. I mean, his kind of prophetic ministry was unique. And his way of, preach, everything was unique, and all of them realized him. Even Herod himself, in that particular, that he feared him because he feared he was a holy man. And John was enabled by God to accomplish his work. And also, the life of John came from God, so that the loss of it was in the power of God. So that John didn't die, as we say, tragic. We say tragic, but it wasn't tragic. It was by God's will that John died that way. The air can say, John, you have a summa John by. If you are like a grab of a side. On one of the man who took me on the year, sir, or any commission, or sounds to you in the Jumania, sounds like just a name quite a crown, and that's what I mean. You have a summa, or no one, and I'm going to crown. It's a John who knows who you are, and you have a point. It takes it before I move, it teaches us a lesson. And the lesson is that we must not be so much concerned with our life and how we live this world, how we will die, and what will happen to us. No, that should not be our goal. Yes, we should think of how to keep ourselves. But that shouldn't be our major problem in this world. But then, where we shall be when we die? Dear John, you're a boy, 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 you're a bo
ah, you have a person who is. And then we ask about the baby, oh, if I be in a real sea moon or be who say, the crowd action. But John, I get to the conversation, I said, Ma, Nipa, I've been serious, any mess, my book, a couple of grow. Nemo, always I say, I dream a bravo, like I said, yeah, Ma. Yes, sir, how are we moving as a whole? If we ask him how much Nazo Maniac and every one would yes, you know, fine or more dream would have been. I'll see a crack and ask you who are the airport or seven. John died this way, but John died, he was, he was a God's child, he would go and be with God. Doesn't matter how. Look at the whole prophet of who was, prophesied of all that he will come. He came to introduce the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at how he died, as if he was like, he was helpless. This is how God wants it to be. And besides, God did that so that the work of Jesus Christ will become also glorious. But that's just by the way. So we say that John's imprisonment and death were not without God's permission. And so it should comfort us what happened to our life if we are believers in Christ. And if we are not, it should also warn us that if we think so much of the world, and we think to preserve our life here, well, we may die anyhow, but then what happens when you die? We are going to meet God. That's what is important. We should not be so much concerned with our life here, in comparison to our life, what will be after this world has ended. So I'll go again, I'll read you the verse. Now, after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. So, we are told, while John was in prison, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, whose work he came to announce to people about, began his work. You see how God has arranged everything. Because he was cast into prison, the Lord Jesus Christ began to work. So, it is something that God has purpose and planned. And we are told the message of Jesus was, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. The time, what time is before? That is the time that God has purposed graciously to save mankind from sin. Just because the emerson na yakupo anyi die no aban mun sakra ma dwen na mun jise fa no embre ba ina fi asun embre yakupo di ankasa ahye ne nipa mu se ode nkwa je beba ewiase ehina. You know, before the Lord's tribe came, God gave them for Israel how they can worship him, and it was all, prefiguring. It was like showing how the reality will be when Jesus Christ comes. So that the sacrifices and everything didn't really take away their sin. It kept their sins at bay. All the sins of the old people were all kept and put on Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, his coming is the real salvation. All that God did for the people to show them his way was to keep their sins at bay. But then, when Jesus Christ came, he is the real Savior of the world. He is the one that God promised to Adam and Eve, to that the seed of the woman will come and crush the head of Satan. When Satan had deceived Eve, Adam and Eve, and they have sinned, and even when they were being punished, God said that the seed of the woman will come and crush the head of the serpent. And this was the fulfillment. So yes, Christo. Ono ne niya ajem oya ajem kwanka. As we said, it's no. And of course, niyaku po ema Israel for kind of bra no mbe faso. It's me yibone. It's fiko anasa mbe kinyabane ne. So mbe kum mbuwa ya afori ne adi. Di omde pepe mpono. Namse ni niya no. Eh, niya no angasa. Eh, yibone fiko angasa. But yaku po di siko. Se be katasu. So say, yes, we remember. Na o di omu bwane ni enye bwane. Ne ebe jine di no. So, yes, Christ no here will be all be one if you want. That's why John the Baptist says, this is the Lamb of God that takes away sin from the world. That John the Baptist made a such and also when you put your manual or you want if you ask it. You see, all the other animals were just representatives. He's the real Lamb of God, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. So his work was the greatest thing ever to come to the world. Ever since the fall of man. Now, there are two things that Jesus spoke about. Repentance and faith in the gospel. So, repentance. So he said, I repent ye and believe the gospel. So we are going to think further on these two things. First is what? Repentance. By being handsome, what me know is to come. Say, I've been sacra, any JD, I was in the Pinya once, but I'm just waiting. They will not say, I've been being home and let and obey. The first thing we ask, what is it to repent? Then the chance that I've been sacrificed. Because I know many people have so many ideas about repentance. People, and especially those who don't consider what the Bible says about repentance. The Bible teaches us all repentance. And repentance, to repent is to feel shame and sorrow for your sins, and to ask help from God, whose law you have transgressed, to turn from them. The dream one, I Bible can't have been sacred. Say, many of you a new woe, the amount of money, now master Raja and whoever Raja. Or Noah, Nimra, because Bonibia, you're Raja, Nimra, Yatu. Bonibia, you're Raja, Nimra, Yatu. Say, Nimra, I'm out to know. Simple, that is what it means. The Bible, what the Bible says, we should repent. In the Old Testament, it says, return. Always the Bible says, God says, return to me. That is what it means. So, that is it. And why is it so? Why is it that repentance means we should ask, is something that we have to do with God? It is so because every sin is against God's law. Repent. If you can't be sacred, you need to go there. If you say Bonibia, you have to go there. Bonibia, say you see in Gaza, you who, you say because you plan to do, you need to go there. But Bible says it's me going there. And I say, say you see Obio, and I say you who directly say you see you have to go. For instance, one of the things that you find that you see you have to go, you find the Sabbath day, the Lord's Day, as we have on the Sunday. How many people think that when they don't go to church, they have broken God's law? Remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. For the Christians, after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, for us, Sabbath is on the face of the week. And how many of us think that it's not just going to church, it's not the Lord's morning, just with the word which I was preaching. It's not the Lord's hour, or the Lord's morning, or the Lord's evening, or the Lord's afternoon, it's the Lord's day. How do you observe a day by just going to church on the morning? That is all. No! It's the Lord's Day. How many of us think that when we do not observe it right, we have sinned? You see? So sin against God. Often we think of, no. What about God? You see? This is just one. You see? So, to misuse the Lord's Day, it's a sin. In years back, all churches, go to all the other churches, before the charismatic influence, they were observing the Lord's Day. I can remember, I was a child, some of the churches, it was common for them to go in the morning, they come in the afternoon to have other class, and in the evening they also go to the church. I didn't know they observed the Lord's Day until I came to understand. Even those churches have thrown it away. They've thrown it away. But when the charismatic influence say, you can worship God anyhow. And so, now some of the churches have morning service, if they have, so people can choose. When I check my schedule, I can go to this service and I'm free. What a shame. It's a loss, they're not the loss. Okay, that's just by the way. But, so everything is against God's law, sins in your heart, in your lips, and actions. You see? How many people also think that what they say doesn't matter, what they say is not. No, every sin is against Him. So to pray for God's help and repentance is very important. Why is it important? Because no sinner is able to repent sincerely by himself. That's just why we need to pray. People think I've been drinking, I don't want to drink again. No, that is not what it means. That's far short of repentance. The God that you have sinned against, go to Him. And He only can help you. Nobody is able to help himself when it comes to sin. Sin, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. How can you restore that glory you have missed by just saying, well, I'll not do it. No, no, you can't. For all have sinned and come short of the glory. Now, which means, how can you get it? I said, why? They're not there, moving away. They need to open anyway. This is what the money back to you. Yes, but people think, well, they can take God's glory by their own doing. No. So the first thing is not just to feel sorry, yes, just go to fish him. You must ask God's help. It's very important. Because, and indeed, ask God's help. This is the first prayer of any sincere person. Say, baby, say, I hope I'm going to go to Instagram. I am my wife. Because, you know, before we come to know the Lord, we didn't know how to pray. People have been praying, but they don't pray right. But the first sincere prayer of every sinner is the help. Like, I always do this, the thief on the cross. I'm sure, I don't know if he was a religious one, but he prayed on the cross, and maybe that was his only prayer he prayed. Lord, remember me when you go, remember me. I am dying my sin. You are the righteous God. You are taking the punishment for our sins upon you. Remember and save me. That is a similar way. To ask God's help to help you to repent. You know that true repentance, like faith, is a gift from God. I've been sacrificed. I've been meaning my iron of prayer. Repentance and faith, yes, it's ours to do, but we don't have the strength to do. That's another way people also, I mean, those who think, free will, we call them free willers. Yes, we repent, we believe, but we don't have the strength. You see, it is ours to do, but we don't have the strength. God must give us the strength before we can. So that is why we say that it is a gift. We have to do it, but we don't have the strength. I guess that he said, I said, shows you are serious of repentance. You are asking God to help you. I mean, look at the pictures of many who Jesus Christ healed. Some of them come crying. Some of them, I mean, like the centurion, others, oh Lord, my servant is ill. Come, please, come and help me. It's a picture of how we ask God. Blind Bartimaeus, what did he say? Oh Lord, the son of David, have mercy upon me. And you and I, dying our sins, and we think, well, you can just say, okay, well, I want to repent. No, unless you come and ask God to help you, you cannot repent. So, that's the first thing we should know about repentance. What does the Holy Lord Jesus Christ say? Repent ye, it is your work to do. Repent ye. Also, one now sacrifice. But the Bible teaches us, and we by experience, we know nobody can repent by himself. We must ask him to help us to be able to repent. I want to touch on another aspect of repentance. Hindrances to repentance. The first thing is self-confidence. Self-confidence. There are many, they are self-confident of their own opinions. They don't care what the Bible says. People pray, this week, yes, I was here and some young man came in. Well, he spoke so many things. So, I asked him how is his relationship with God and how is his conversion. I said, yes, we came to a point about just shall live by faith. Well, he was thinking of having visions and that. I said, no, the just shall live by faith. And it was explained to me. Well, when we have explained, and I said, who is the just person? He said, well, just person who does not do this. And I said, no. The Bible says, just person is the one who has been made righteous by the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Okay. But to him, he thinks he has repented by trusting in him. He said, well, he's a righteous person because he doesn't do so, so, and so. You see, that's the fault of many. Is that how the Bible says repentance and salvation? No. It's not me trying to say, well, for me, I don't. And I told him. So that he doesn't do that, but what about that sense he does? What about? So if he says that because of that, God should justify, what about that sense? What will God place those things? So on your bonnie or your wind, official me or your beyond hot. I'm so okay. And to other bonnet now canons and young body. If you say you don't do this and that, so you are pure before God. What about other sins you have committed? Who should carry the burden? Every sin has punishment. But if you are the fire, you are so trained at home on your meaning. And it's always a world, I may have me no, I may know you. You go to my name, go to my view. What about all the other sins you have done? Yes, truly, which I. But what about the other sins? Which, I mean, even saying that you have suffered me because you have hard sins and all that. You see, so. Yes, like people think they have repented, but then by their own opinion, no. It's not by you just saying I've stopped this and that. Self confidence. You see? So they don't care about what God says about the penitent. So they pray, well, they are ever praying to God to help them. But their prayers are not heard. Remember Nadab and Abihu, they were the sons of Aaron. These two men offered strange incense before the Lord. And immediately God struck them. You know what happened? It was after God has told Moses to institute the worship of, I mean, in the tabernacle. And their sons were with Aaron, and they were the priests. And they have been given instructions. They know which incense to be offered. And they know, I mean, they were told how to make the incense. God told them everything. And so they know which herbs and spices they should mix together. And you are told they came and offered strange incense. They didn't care about the instructions of God. And God told them. Many people prayers today, I think it's like even a curse to them. Yes, because people just think they want to pray. No, and it's for repentance. If you don't pray right, then you don't desire right, you can never repent. God will not hear you. Because God has given us what it is to bring before Him when we want to repent. If you go to Hosea chapter 14, it's a very nice picture of, I mean, God calling us to repent. He said, bring with you words. And say, God was even teaching them the words they should bring before Him. Bring with you words. And say, we will not go back to Assyria again. Say, we will not go. Showing us that we should come. You see, prayer, asking God to help us, is a very important thing about repentance. It's not that, well, I sit down there in my mind, I've heard that Jesus Christ, I should come to Him. Well, in my mind, I've stopped. Oh, Jesus said, no. Come with Him with words. You must, and with the words, you must feel your what you have done with your life against Him. You see, it's not about just saying, well, in my mind, I'm stopping this. No, come with Him with words. So, there are people, they are self-confident, they wouldn't want to do that. There's also another hindrance, self-righteousness. And this is the biggest idol of the human heart. Before anyone came to know the Lord, he idolized himself. And you know, this idol, man loves most, but God hates most. God hates most. And that is how we are. Until we have come to know the Lord, the foolish, the wise, the poor, everybody thinks He's somebody. You know, the psalm says that if God weighs all in their balance, we are all together more less than vanity. Before God, the wise and the fool, the rich and the poor, we are all vanity before Him. What do we have that He didn't give us? If I am wise, if I am rich, if I am fool, if I am, I'm unwise, and if I am whatever, it is God who has made me. That also, the rich or the intelligent, he didn't make himself intelligent. Yes? I mean, we say, well, that is mine. But it's God who has given, even how does someone become rich? It's God who gave the opportunity. The same opportunity is given to others, others may be rich. Why is somebody intelligent? It's God who made the intelligence so. God who has made others also. You see, one thing to look about these things, look at animals. See how some have been made to crawl on the floor or the ground, like worms, they should live in. And some have legs too, and some have to, like birds, they can fly in the air. Why is there such differences? God made them so. The worm, the bird is not better than the worm. They all have their purposes. If there are no worms in the ground, who will get things to be rotten on the ground? Things will lie there, not rotten. If there are no maggots, God will make things to rot. And yet there should be birds and others. God has made all things so that we look at them and it should make us grateful to Him, to keep ourselves to Him. But then, man, animals don't compete. It doesn't matter if a bird is made high or a worm is made low, but we are human beings because of our our sinful heart, when we see some excellence, we want to see we are better. And it's a sin. We see self-confidence and self-righteousness, we are better. You see? And this also is a hindrance to many who are religious but without sincere faith in Christ. You see, people who may go to church, listen to the Bible and try to reform their life by the account of the teaching, they don't really have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is one of their sins. They think they are better, so they don't really need so much. When we think of sinners, they are far from sinners. You see? And God hates that. Until we have put ourselves in our mind, we have really placed ourselves like in a trance before God, we are so self-confident before Him. We claim ourselves from the righteousness. We are better. We don't want to see ourselves as dirty sinners. No, each one of us, until the Lord saves us, we are. You see, even after He has said that, it is the righteousness of Jesus that keeps us. So we will be dirty before Him. None of us is able to be pure before God in His or in her own self. We are all dirty before God. But those in Christ, they are clean and pure because of Him, not because of themselves. You see, so that it doesn't mean that the believer is not striving to live a holy life. No, but whatever striving is able to do, he cannot get that perfection except Christ gives him. So we see many, putting aside what they need to claim, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, they rather claim to their own righteousness. Apostle Paul spoke about this here, about the Jews. They were one of the problems of the Jews, because they were religious. Most of them, because they were having their religion. I mean, they have the God's worship and everything, the laws and everything. So this was the problem of many of them. Like Paul himself, before he got converted. Therefore, he's speaking about the Israelites. For they've been ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness. You see, God's righteousness, their own righteousness. So they are two. And we should be careful that all that we put our hopes in is not our righteousness. We should make sure that we are not depending on any good thing that we do. That's because of that God you accept us. Because that's what Paul is talking about here. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. So any time, at any moment, you feel that God's acceptance of you is because of something you have done, self-righteousness. Self-righteousness. You can never repent if you are holding on to something good you have done. You can never repent. So what person can watch me and answer? Who feels the world? Who the Papa Biawa is? You know, and not other by a minimum. Who to me is can watch me and repent. Your repentance will not be accepted because you are establishing your own righteousness. What person do I say? May see one. I mean, God doesn't need that. In Isaiah, we are told all our righteousness as filthy rags. Isaiah prophet, Isaiah said, "Or see, you turn in your hands to my goofy." Oh, I mean, what about our sins? Sometimes I ask that. You see. Another hindrance also is confidence in money. Confidence in money. I know I see a kind man do a moon to me and sacred. And you know this is one of the greatest idols of our modern materialistic world. Money, confidence in money. Love for worldly riches and dependence on them for peace of mind and comfort of life. The confidence in money. This is it. If somebody puts his hope in this thing, he can never repent. Because repentance demands that you don't put confidence in anything. Not in yourself, anything in the world. And here's a person, you know, the rich young ruler who came to Jesus Christ. He has so many things. When they say, Lord Jesus Christ, well, go and sell to the poor and come and follow me. The Bible says, because he had many possessions, he was sad. Remember, we don't know if he changed his mind. And this is the one of confidence in money. So when we say confidence in money, we are not saying, well, money is not good. Money, because we all live on money, we buy things, we need money. But we are not supposed to put our hope in there that, as if the world we live without money and all that is to afford that we cannot live. No. And whereby, because of that, we give ourselves to things of this world and we close our mind to everything concerning our soul. That is what God, if we have confidence in money, we want to have more and have more and have more. And the more we think like that, we will never think of our own soul, you see. And even as I say, it's a shame to many who claim to be Christians today, but money has become their God. Because why do I say that? Money matters becomes, I mean, the great thing of their life. Their happiness is taken away. It is true, when we are in need, we ask God to help us. But it shouldn't be that because of that, we even, I don't know if anyone, but some people, if their service to God becomes poor, and they say, oh, when you talk to them, well, because of this trouble, because of this, I have to work, and so then they even stop serving. If they have something to do for the Lord, they stop doing it. Money has become their God. So that also, that's why you cannot serve God and mammon. It is true, when we are, we need to make plans to, I mean, fix them, but our plans of fixing them should not take us away from our service to God. The moment that thing takes away from our service to God, and as believers, money has become our God. So, it's a serious matter. So, but for unbelievers, it's a great hindrance. Life troubles after another. I want money to solve it, so church, no. Life trouble after another. Life trouble after another. Yes, in this world, our troubles will never end. I always repeat myself. Yes, have all the money to solve this today. Tomorrow, another problem will come. So by and by, if because of that, then you will never give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. You can never repent, genuinely, if you want to have enough of this world. Another thing is darling sins. I mentioned talent because these are the secret idols in our heart. Things that we cherish so much because probably it gives us some joy or give us some pleasure or give us some gain. Darling sins. All of us have our darling sins in our heart. And often this, one of them is pride. Pride in knowledge or wealth or reputation. It may be deep in some in our heart, you see. Say, I'm a swore, oh dear, I mean, at the whom and I say, Ahunya and I say, we are say, Eddie Bomu. But to me, I say, actually, we may not boast of these things with our lips, but into the feelings of our heart. If I pray, I'm going to say, we are saying, you're my dear, oh, and you know, you're only boosting for like, Nakumemuno. A dear money, Nichi, I saw all your money. It's a darling. Something which we keep, and it's just one. There are many things, and it keeps secret in our heart. Only God knows that secret in our heart. And we feel okay. I mean, it makes us happy. No, if do anything keeps us, makes us happy, we will never come to Christ. Because you know why? Sinners come to Christ because of our misery in sin. I think that the one who brought you to what he said. You must have born it. Hey, idea. Am I how? One idea. Am I any ng angasa? But so if you find happiness in a state of sin, how will you come to Christ? And this is 1 year. Or that your mouth changed to another one. Some money, when you are doing what you are doing, you can never come to Him. So he said, my time is right, so let me quickly. And the last of my hindrance is the last of the flesh or fleshly pleasures. Many find happiness in drunkenness, sexual sins, profane jokes. You know, although some of these may bring temporal pleasures, but they are also damning sins. They all dampen their soul more and more. But people find pleasure in these things that they don't want to break away from. You see, and they delight in them. You see, and the Bible is so clear that if ever we continue to find pleasure in our sins, God's mercy will not be for us. Say, Kosunya, and Nijo, we're born anymore. I mean, to repent is to have so sorrow and shame. So if I find pleasure in them, whoever will be shameful with something that he finds pleasure in? No, nobody. The thing that I found pleasure in, I will never be ashamed of, you see. So then how can I bring these things that for the Lord to help me? So when I'm confessing my sins, these things out, I cancel them out. Because I feel pleasure in them. Let us know that the only one who is making his or her sins, his or her enemies, finds forgiveness of God in Christ. It's not amazing. You see, the common idea this way, this day, demons are enemies and Satan. No. Sometimes, so how can people really repent under this kind of ideas? That your enemies are demons. And it is true, Satan is not an enemy of believers, true believers. And these people are not true believers. And the kind of enemy they speak of Satan about is about Satan taking away their worldly possessions. No. Satan's enmity against us is to tempt us to sin and to really cause us not happy being a Christian. So you see, to make sense your enemies, meaning that you are the real person fighting against Satan. Because Satan wants us to sin, so they become in trouble. He did that to our first parent. How did misery come to the world? Because they listened to him and they sinned. Misery. So that Satan wants to keep us in misery. So he has made many people to think that, well, sin is not a problem. It's if we are not making sins our enemies, we can never repent. For repentance is about sin, and sin is my friend. How can I repent? So repentance is breaking away from my sins, and now sin is my friend. How can I repent? So you say, all these things are hindrances, and although we have made sin as our enemy, we will never repent. The morning, I've explained what sin is. Sin is not just the things that, even the first, the Ten Commandments, coming from, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not make any other God before me, and thou shalt, we should love the Lord our God, and we come to the Lord's Day, the Sabbath, and everything. Even if our God, let's think about that first. And then we think of ourselves, and we realize how sinful we are, and how guilty we are before Him, and how we need the Lord Jesus Christ to cleanse us with His blood. How we need the righteousness of Jesus Christ to be given to us, else we perish, we die, and we go to hell. See, I kept one, said the Bible canon. So say, you put your phone in your mirror, and now me and Fabi Bianchi are going more. I don't understand. No, maybe I need Sabbath. I'm going to have a nipple boost. No, yeah, you can answer me. Who knows? Who how I am born in here, right there? Who makes me born in here? And who makes me ma? You hear excuse to move yourself. Say the whole prayer. Now, start crying. Not in here, Sammy. I'm here. Until we think about sins against God, we will never think about it. Because sins against others, we may think we are doing better because we are not doing this and that. You see? So finally, I come to the second heading, which is the faith in the gospel. Faith in the gospel. That is what the Lord Jesus Christ added to the verse 4. He said, now after John, verse 15, saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. The faith in the gospel. And this is the most important part in the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if we accomplish the first part, repentance, and we don't get to this point, we've done nothing. Though the first point is very important. But one thing we should know, that repentance is not forgiveness of sin. I think about God's name, the sin is still against me. Maybe the benefit I'm getting from it is cut off from me. Probably, he's the one maybe giving me something. Maybe my employer, whatever. He said, no, yes, I've accepted, but I don't know what to do again. But you are not going to 10-11. The same way here. Yes, I've changed my mind about my sin. I've asked God to help me. And are my sins forgiving me? Yes, the answer here. That's all. The Lord just add, believe the gospel, faith in the gospel. Repentance is necessary, yet it does not merit forgiveness, God's forgiveness. Again, let me give you this illustration. But I have malaria. I wish I'll be healed of malaria or cured of malaria. But you know, until you have taken malaria medicine, your desire to be cured of malaria is not gone. Yes, I am ever seeking, but you must be given the medicine. You have to go and buy, or you have to repair whatever it is and take it. So your willingness here is like the repentance. You have prepared. Oh Lord, God, help me to prepare. Help me to separate from my sin. And this you put in a place where you want to be forgiven and rescued from your sin. So but until the sinner believes in Jesus Christ, until the sinner comes to place his hope of forgiveness in the shed blood of Christ, repentance becomes useless. This is a pain, right? If I know when you're passing, I'm going to go on. Or bad man, the rabbi said, Christo, Musa, what she would do, Calvary, I'm not going to help her. And when you need that, so when you're going to go on, she's not going to be born in heaven. On the same path, some of them, but the rabbi said, Musa, I'll find you on. I've been sacrificed in Constitution. You see, until I've come to the Lord Jesus Christ to, yes, to confess to Him, but to put my faith in Him. You see, to yield my heart and life, that Lord, take my heart and life and let it be yours. Wash me and cleanse me. Let me be cleansed by their blood. Oh God, because of what Christ has done, my dear Savior, say, forgive me. Wash me and take one of them. I want you to help me to get out of my sins. That's all. Boy, I'm you born him. Or are you born me? Not me. For this Christ, we don't remember him. Now, for the sin, they share me some tidy. Some people with him more. Which means I'm still missing the audio. Until I come to him to ask him and to continue to ask him till he gives me my repentance and nothing. The only remedy for sin's punishment is the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The idea of a sobonia, a bonia, so you know, is Christ. Not for a bono, a year, but for a bono. Galatians chapter 12, verse 13, we are told this: Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Christo, I did help you, Emrano, no me. Do you know the curse of the law is sin, it's the mysteries of sin. When you know me, no, you have one more sufficient. So when you say the curse, Christ, I did help you, when you know Emrano, no me, no, a chair said, no me, no, at that one is no. Christ, I did help you. And this is the curse that people should think about, not cursing of ancestral curses. This is a curse that it is making us to suffer in this world. The curse of the law. Because the Bible says, and when you know me, I will say, we are still being like, yes, I know me, I'm going to say, that's not a curse. There's a misery on us because we have sinned against God's law. And by the law of God, we should be miserable. See? So, the Lord says, we have come to take our misery. So that all that we have to suffer in eternity, God placed on him on the cross of Calvary. So, when I come to believe in him, God canceled all those miseries that is awaiting me, all that is against me, take them away, and now makes me one of his people. So, to believe in the gospel, to rest your hope of salvation in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ for sin, which is shed on the cross of Calvary for sin, and entirely your faith in him. Friends, this is the word of God to you, the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, repent and believe the gospel. If you have not come to this stage of repentance and belief, come to him and repent and believe. He is ever willing to receive anyone who comes to him.